Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go unto the house of the Lord." Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing each week, I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, would you please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing? People do that all the time, and it really encourages me to keep this program on the air. Now we're getting right into the singing today. The very first song is our church choir singing this wonderful song, Alpha and Omega.
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He shall dwell within them, they shall be his people, and Almighty God will be with them.
He shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Sorrow nor crying, no more pain. The former things are all passed away.
He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." He said unto me, "Write these words. He is the Alpha and Omega.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by the church choir. Now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you do not have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse and drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only now to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, past the Newnan High School, and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship at 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 the children's ministries, 7 o'clock the teen ministries, and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so honored to have you do that. Now, one more thing that I would like to leave with you. I want to invite you to attend our homecoming services on September the 14th. This is a very important time for us because it will be 35 years that we will be celebrating the existence of this church on Smoky Road. It will be a time of wonderful fellowship, a meal, a message from the Word of God, and we're going to have as our guest singers that day, Divine Three. Put this on your calendar. If you're here in Newnan, Georgia, and you've known about us or visited with us, or even maybe been a former member, we want to invite you to come home on that particular Sunday and celebrate with us 35 years on Smoky Road. Do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. Wonderful song by our church choir once again. The title of their song is Through the Fire.
Anybody here ever went through anything?
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. Then my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but it's then I am reminded, church, I ain't ever been forsaken. I ain't never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all those past victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said hell would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up, yes he will. He'll take you through the fire again. I know that in myself that I will surely perish, but we're not in ourselves. If I trust the mighty hand of God, he's gonna shield that flame again. I know he's gonna do it again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard, not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting. He said hell would always. In the valley of the sea. decision. And the adversary says, give in, just hold on. My Lord will show up, yes he will. He'll take you through the fire again.
Now, one more song before the message. The choir is singing this wonderful, wonderful song, Good News from Jerusalem.
Jesus was a man that was not like any other.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, I really suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper and jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I want to return to speaking on end-time Bible prophecy once again. I realize that we are living in those days in which the Bible is literally being fulfilled before our very eyes. Now, I'm not talking about the rapture now. I'm not talking about the 7 years of tribulation now. But I'm talking about in verse number 38, chapter number 38 rather, the book of Ezekiel, where we learn that Russia is going to make a move from the north. The Bible clearly gives us the indication of who it is and what nation it is. I won't go into the details of it. I just will tell you this. It's Putin, the ruler, and Russia, the nation. And it says, I will turn thee back. In other words, I will bring you down with hooks in your jaw. You see, Russia is making a move because of the material that's in the south, particularly the oil that she wants desperately for her own nation and all the things that are produced in the south, the southern part of the globe. And not only that, but we find that she's going to come down with a company of people. Now, these people are going to be first Persia. Now, at the end of World War I, Persia's name was changed to Iran. And then we see Ethiopia. That is current-day Ethiopia, Sudan, if you please. And Libya, we know Libya, who that nation is. Goma. And Gomer is Turkey and all her bands. That's the old Ottoman Empire, if you please. And Turgamar of the northern quarters. And it says, be thou prepared and come down. Dear friend, that prophecy has been fulfilled as we speak today. Russia is making her move. This is an exciting time for the believer because, you see, we know that this happens about the time, around the time that the rapture of the church takes place. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Lord Jesus Christ will come and catch His church away. Mentioned in the book of Thessalonians, God gives us a plan of how He's coming. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, He's coming for His church. The world does not believe it, does not want to receive it, but we who are believers know it, and we are the ones who are promised that we're going up in the rapture. Why, on the Mount of Olives, when Jesus Christ ascended back into the heavens, the two heavenly messengers told those 11 standing there gazing, says, ye men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus that you see going away is coming again in like manner. Oh, my dear friend, He's coming for His church. And then after 7 years, He's coming back to put down all rebellion against Him. You see, it's all about Him, Satan, attacking and trying to destroy God, the Son of God. It will never happen. We are on the winning side today. It's a good day to be a Christian. And I just want to ask you, do you know this Jesus I'm talking about today? Time's running out. The dispensation of grace is going to move out pretty soon. We're going to be gone. There's going to be unprecedented times during the tribulation period. Now, there will be people that are left behind that will be saved. The Bible clearly teaches that. But to be saved during the tribulation period is to be killed. And by the way, the Bible says through the method of beheading. Does that sound familiar to you today? So as we look at this, and we see what is happening right now with Russia, let's go over to the book of Matthew and the book of Luke and see what Jesus tells us about these signs of the times. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, and Jesus said, as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, hey, I've had the privilege of being there, that very spot. Oh, it was a hallowed place, a wonderful place. The disciples came unto Him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of this world? That word is cosmos, the end of this age. This world would never cease, dear friend. It will continue to exist, but it will be changed, renovated. Now, Jesus has already begun to prepare his disciples for this imminent time, though they would not be there because there would be 2,000 years between the rapture, or the resurrection rather, and the coming back again for the church. Move now with me to verse number 5 of 24 of Matthew and listen very carefully. Jesus himself now is talking to us. And he says, for many shall come in my name. Through the years there have been those. Sun, moon was one. Father divine was another. I could go on and on and on and name several through the years that have claimed to be God himself. But they died. Oh, Jesus died, but he was resurrected after 3 days and he ascended back into the heavens 40 days later and he's coming again. I'm excited about it because I believe it's going to be soon. Many shall come in my name, he says, saying I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. There's a lot of deception going on today in the name of religion. There's a lot of religion around this world today. And there are those who claim that their God or their Messiah is coming for them in a different manner, in a different way. But I want to tell you, my dear friend, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Plus nothing, minus nothing. Well, he goes over and Luke records the same time of talk. And in chapter 21, verse 8, he records it this way. And he said, talking about Jesus, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. In other words, twice it's mentioned. Matthew records it. Luke records it. We should be careful who we listen to today and what they have to say, the message. If it's not based on the Word of God, the Holy Bible, dear friend, do not listen to it. Says there will be wars and rumors of wars. Hey, settle down right now. What's going on here on earth? Everywhere you turn, it seems like everything's turned upside down. Jesus says, and ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. Oh, we're disturbed, we're upset. What in the world is going to happen? He says, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Listen, for a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now, Luke records this same teaching from Jesus, but he uses a different word. He says, nation shall rise against nation, and there should be commotions. There should be upheaval. The word used in the vernacular there is actually in the English, commotions. Now, we can say amen to that. We have disturbances, commotions going on all the time. Threats here in America. Threats around the world. Everywhere you look, commotion, wars and commotion, disturbances, civil upheaval. But then we see in verse 7, the latter part of that, and there shall be famines. Listen to the news media, the reports of children starving to death, showing their little faces on television, crying, emaciated bodies, and saying, please send money, please send help, please, these starving children. That breaks my heart, and it should break your heart, because we sit down to a table of plenty today here in America. But around the world, the scripture is being fulfilled. And Jesus Christ says, when these things come to happen, when you see these things happening, remember, he's coming soon. Pestilences, diseases. What about Ebola? What about these diseases that are cropping up that they thought was controlled? My dear friend, they're back out there. And other things that are happening around the world today, diseases. And great signs and great shall be there from the heavens. Oh, listen. Then go with me to Luke chapter 21, verse 11. It says, there shall be great earthquakes. Amen to that. Over in California quite frequently, shall be in divers, that means many different places, famines, mentioned again, pestilences, diseases, mentioned again. And Matthew also records, says, many earthquakes in divers different diversified places, great earthquakes, many, many, many. We see them happening right now today. Dear friend, this is God's warning to us that we must be ready. We must be prepared. Fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Four blood red moons. Yes. One's already happened this year. One's going to happen in October. Next year, the same time, one's going to happen in the spring, one in the fall. And NASA says this will never happen again. Why? Things are going to be different because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon and everything's going to be turned upside down after 7 years of tribulation, and then there will be 1,000 years of millennial peace, and then Jesus Christ will come back and set up His earthly kingdom forever and forever and forever. My dear friend, this is Bible, this is truth. Believe it. It's the Word of God. Now we see in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians rather, chapter 2, verse number 3, let no man deceive you by any means. There's a lot of deception today. The secularists say, not so. The educators say, not so. Just a figment of the imagination. But look what has done to America today. For the day shall not come, except thy coming will fall away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We go to Luke chapter 21, verse 34 through 36. Listen to these words. My dear friend, it is later than you think. Luke says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and with drunkenness and cares of life, and so that that day shall come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come upon them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of God. Oh, listen. Jesus Christ is coming soon. I trust you're ready today. If not, don't wait too long. My dear friend, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. That's the Word of God. That's the Word of God. I trust you know this Jesus. If you don't, please call on Him right now. Until the same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.